slept. So I was meant to be released up, but I didn't make it. I had to be everyone out on the sign. Okay, we're ready? Right, so the topic tonight is things we're holding. Comes to matzahs on Pesach. There's all different types of advertiser, all different types of matzahs. Many different types. You've got hand matzahs, machine matzahs, all different types of matzahs. So, a little bit of an introduction to the world of matzahs. The Shacharuch brings down a machlek for Shainim. When do you need Shmura from? We know this is for Shemaritim, it's a matzahs. You know, the God, the matzahs. For Shemaritim, it's a matzahs. Shemaritim is to God. What does it mean to God? It means to God from Chometz. Now, not only is God from Chometz, but there's another part of the Shemiris. It's got to be God with Lishma. Lishem Mitzah's matzah. So you've got to God the matzah, Lishma, Lishem Mitzah. Now, when does it need guarding from, or when does it need this guarding of Lishma from? This is the machlokes. There are those that say from Ketzira. Ketzira is when you cut the grain, take the grain, you cut it. This grain, you've got to watch it from the minute you say go. You cut the grain, and now it's susceptible to becoming chometz. As long as it gets wet, it becomes chometz. You've got to guard it from Ketzira right through till the end, full baking. Therefore, all the way along the way, there's a discussion in the Achronim about if you send it by train. With goyim, there's goyim. He sent in the post. Is that good? Is that good enough? It's got to be shmirah. That was a famous shaila. In Bnei Brak, they had flour and an oven broke in because they wanted to get to the next building. So you've got a shaila of shmirah. Doesn't need shmirah all the way along. That's one school of thought from Ketzira. The other side of the spectrum is the rishonim that hold. It doesn't need all the way along. Rather, any time that the flour comes in contact with water or can come in contact with water, that's when you've got to guard it. So the whole way along, it's sitting in boxes, barrels, you're cutting them, you're like, no problem. But whenever it comes in contact with water, which is always going to be the final stage of kneading, when you put the water in and knead it, from then you're going to watch it, it doesn't become chometz. So that's the shayla, lishma, from the beginning, from Ketzira, or from Lisha. There's a middle stage, the Rosh says, used to have mills in those days, the flour mills, were either, it was a water mill, the water came down the river and turned the mill, or they had animals which were also drinking water, so there was water by the mill, because of water by the mill, the Rosh holds the Shmira is not from Lisha, from when you mix it, a little bit earlier from Tchina. So you have Ketzira, Lisha, the two options either from cutting or from kneading, and the Rosh brings the kneading a little bit earlier to Tchina already to grind it. So those are the three shittas. Shacharuch brings the three shittas, he's not Machriya. Those are the three different daggers of Lishma. Lisha is obviously the least. If it comes to Lisha, you haven't got Shmir for Lisha, the Mashal, you have someone who needs, they have no idea, they don't care, they don't know. That obviously is going to be a problem with Chometz. And even if it's not Chometz, because you can't be very careful, but they don't know it's for Matzah, so it's not Lishma for Matzah. So this already enters the huge machlokes about machine matzahs. Because if you need Lishma, is a machine called Lishma? You switch the machine on Lishma, is that called Lishma? Is it got to go all the way through, which a machine can't? So that's already the Shaila, machine versus hand. Okay, then you come to the next stage. Even if you say, fine, I'm going to get hand matzahs, you look at the hand matzahs, there's two types of matzahs. There's regular matzahs, and what they call Rashi matzahs. It doesn't mean Rashi, it's no Rashi, it's Rashi. Rashi stands for Rechaim Shel Yad. What's Rechaim Shel Yad? That is the toichen. The toichen, the grinding, is done biyad. It's done without a machine. You want to have grinding biyad. Person does it manually, sees on the videos, you can see the guy's grinding round the toichen. That's Tchinas Yad. What's the mile of Tchinas Yad? If you choose the matzah to be lishma from the very beginning, so we can say there's three options. There's Ksira, Teichen, there's Chaim Shalat, and Lisha. So Lisha is the minimum that everyone gets. Fine, you only need more machme. So you get the next stage up from Tchina. The problem is, it doesn't really make sense. Because Tchina, we said, was the chashash, because there was water in the mill. Nowadays there's no water by our mills, so there's no reason to be concerned there's any problem by Tchina. Which brings it down to the two options, Ketzira, cutting, or Lisha, kneading. There is no mokum for Tchina.
How many shinas is it done by the kebbles? It's not Lisha, it's not done by...
Shinas,
are
done by...
Kebbles, it's not.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So, the first thing is you have the machlekes is machine called Lishma. Fine, you want to say it's not called Lishma, you want to buy a hand. So now, which hand do you buy? Do you buy the Tchina Ziyad or Tchina the machine? The grinding of the machine done by hand. Because you'll be a machine, you want to own your hand, so the Lisha is definitely done by hand. Come to the mat bakery, people are kneading, there's no machines. Now, Tchina, you make pit to get Rechaim Shaliat. What's the matter of Rechaim Shaliat? The whole thought we said is Tchina is because there used to be water in the mills. There's no water in the mills today. There's no Mokum for Chomet in the mills. So Tchina shouldn't exist. So why are you getting Tchina? And the guy's really much stronger. Because you've got to say that you're taking Tchina because really you want Ketzirah. You want the best type of matzahs. If you want the best type of matzahs, then the Ketzirah is done by a combine harvester. So you're in no man's land. From Ketzirah you don't have, because it's done by a combine harvester and a machine. The Lisha is only done by hand. You want Tchina, how does Tchina come into this? And many people are buying the Rechaim Shaliat, what's Pshat? So you have to say, Pshat is that really they're getting Ketzirah Ziyad. They're in the best type of matzahs. Ketzirah Ziyad from the beginning has been Shmura, it's all done Lishma by a person, no machines. I have the combine harvester. So then you have to say, Alamdus. The marshal, if someone would come to cut the wheat with an electric knife, you've got electric saw, right? Your electric saw spins around and you take the wheat and you cut it with electric saw. That is much more stable to understand. It could be Lishma. Because what's the difference if I have a knife and I cut the wheat with a knife? Or I cut it with an electric saw. Either way, I'm the one cutting. I take this machine and I cut with it. It's like I'm cutting with a knife, just a very powerful knife. It goes much quicker. They want to say, so to a combine harvester. You pick up this big combine harvester, you're driving it. It's a gigantic knife. And I'm just plowing through the field, going along, cutting all the stuff. And it's all got dinner continues yet because I'm the driver. My life, I take the wheat and do it with my hand. My life, I do it with my foot, press the gas. And off we go down the field, come to the end. You turn around. There's a lot of human input into the maisa of cutting the wheat, even in combine harvester. So you see, that's got in a Ketzirah Ziyad. Okay, then comes the Yerav Ulgalong Shmira. The Tchina, I don't want to do it by a machine, I want to do it vita by hand. And then the Lisha is done by hand big matzahs, by hand as well. So someone who has those matzahs is getting all the milas from the beginning till the end, according to the Sora. There are Machmirim who say, no, they want Ketzirah Ziyad. They go down to the field and they cut it themselves, which is the best, because that's proper Ketzirah Ziyad. Then you get the best. But if you want to buy the regular Rechaim Shaliat, why is it not a Kasha? Because you haven't got Ketzirah. I do have Ketzirah. The combine harvester works like it's a manual, like a person doing it himself and not through a machine.
Does that
have to be used in the
there
is machloikas. Right, anyway, this country, there, you can be sure they're not getting wheat here, because the wheat's got to be there, hasn't rained for a while, and this country's not really possible. So, he drove it. Yeah, so there's a machloikas achronim, if you have a goy, and he stole it with Al-Kabov, he stole his membership, it works. There's a big machloikas about it, I think most times you take on not to, but there, they did use it. But again, you end up using machines, machine matters, so the whole thing's machine. So the guy is no worse than a machine. And they probably got him to switch on the combine harvester, you know, put in the key, and so at least they just call up the machine. Yeah. But most times, most serious, yeah, it's Takedan Eretzrol, or America as well. It's a big professional, know when to cut it and how to cut it. It's got to be, it hasn't rained and it can't be fully ripe. Once it's fully ripe and it rains, it becomes chomus even when it's still attached to the ground. So Shulchan Aruch says you cut it before it becomes fully ripe. It's got to be that it's boiling hot, there's no rain, you've got to cut it right there. But what's serious, yeah, cut it from the beginning. But the other option is the combine officers also got in the serious, yeah. Okay, so those are the three options of how you can have your matters. And then you
then to have a goy in the front
actually
driving the machine,
if it's all perfect,
because it's like the machine, it's not similar.
No, so they're relying on a goy, but you saw a little bit like that, but even by Lisha, the Arshitas, the Meshur brings all Machlik, even by Lisha, which is the minimum, that everyone says need Lishma, still Arshitas hold, you saw a little bit like is good. So you're relying on Yisrael living up, Yisrael's conducting the show, Chereshit has got the same thing, it's got to be Lishma, he's telling him what to do. Then comes the Shaila, people are very makpid, fine, for say tonight, the best, the Spitz, is going to be you get the, well, seriously, yeah, it's impossible to buy in this country, they don't do it commercially in the private. So if you haven't got someone who's doing a private chabur, you buy the regular commercial matters, you buy Rechaim Shaliat. Now, the Shaila is, what happens the rest of Pesach? Say tonight, we know it's a mitzvah d'araisa, t'imanta, lishma, that's the Spitz mitzvah. The rest of Pesach, there's no real mitzvah to matzah. If you want to eat potatoes, eat meat, you don't have to eat matzah. So for that, as long as you have chometz, so when you eat matzah, let's say there's no lishma, and it's not really kosher matzah, shmura, but if it's not chometz, there's no worse than potatoes, there's no chometz, fine, it's not a mitzah. Oh, so you've got the famous gaon, it's not only the gaon, it comes from a Rambam, it's a pre-chodesh, holds like this as well, and they say every single gazayis is a mitzah. Every gazayis is a mitzah, then you have to eat matzah. I was thinking yesterday, it makes sense to spend, it costs £5 by a box more for Xerxes Yad. He spends, people buy 2-3 boxes, they don't buy that many boxes. 5 boxes, even 10 boxes, extra £50. That £50, according to the Gaon, the Rambam, Prichodosh, every single bite of Metzah is Mitzvah Daraisa, the whole Pesach. And not only Mitzvah Daraisa, but it's the highest level of Mitzvah Daraisa. It's Godin of Mamsh Xerxes Yad, it's the highest level of Lishma, and every bite you have for another £5 a box is going to get you Mitzvah Daraisa. So, l'chayr, if anyone has voted the message, I can still change, it's kedai to still make sure you get l'chayim shalat, the whole Pesach, and it's the best. Then you come to the next shal. The shal is azay. The Mishburah says that even though the main thing to watch out is no chomets. L'shma, say the night. The rest of Pesach, if you're chosh with the gone, Mishburah brings down the gone a few times, he's quite hot and he's gone. If you're chosh with the gone, no problem. The ends of Yisrael Kodeshim, Yisrael Kodeshim, and they melt, but always have l'shma the whole Pesach. So Mishmur says, because that's the minute by Yisrael to always have Lishmo, he writes, Yishmei Yisrael to have Lishmo, he writes, you should have Lishmo from the Tchina, or L'chol HaPochos, minimum from the Lisha. Now, what's Mishmur going with? Is he going with the tzad of Ketzira? And that's, why did he mention, how's Tchina come in? Mishmur already in his days, as well, the mills didn't work like that. Why is Tchina come in? Is he saying it's Lisha? Because Lamaish should do Tchina, because there's the Ketzira, because the mills used to be with water. Or is he really saying Ketzira? Just he's not pushing his luck so much. He's saying the whole Pesach is not so cheap. It's not going to be so cheap. Therefore, do any. Why is he saying Tchina? How does he Mishbura hold? Because if you hold Mishbura length, the Etzmi should be doing Ketzira, then according to Mishbura, you got the Gaon, Rambam, Rechalosh, and all the Mishbura's passing so Kodeshim. So he's not so clear. His parashas, he's saying, like the other shit is from Lisha, and Chatzchila Tchina, because there was a time with the water mills. But it could be you'll be getting also the Mishmurus of Yisrael Kodosh by getting these matzahs which are made Ketzir's Yad from the beginning. You'll be saying, Allah be Nicha, and Mishmurus and Yisrael Kodosh. Now, if you have a machine, the whole sukkah doesn't even start because you're relying on a machine. Without you're relying on the machine to make the actual dough and to roll it out and put it in the oven, you're relying on the machine for the Ketzir and the Tchin all day long. So, if you look at, till now we've tried to build up the case to say that you have Tchin's Yad, but if you flip on his head, as well, you know, you could boil it down and do what we did the other way around. Firstly, you could say, it's machlokes, you have Ketzira, Tchina, Elisha, fine, 3 machlokes, Rishenim, it's not raw. Worst case, I'm going like this, Rishenim. Number two is, you could say the common harvest says, Taka got a din of Lishma. And Tchina as well, you could say the machine is also Lishma. When you press the button, the machine is also Lishma. So therefore, to argue, and there's no chiv, Daraisa, Tiamatza, the whole basic, on the first night. So let's say, Ezem is Daraisa, Tiamatza, says, I'm not in the mitzvah, nothing wrong. First night's a chiv, I did. The rest of Pesach, I won't have this mailer. I'll eat regular matzah. It won't be shmorah. Fine, it's not chomer, it's nothing wrong. But I haven't got the mailer, so you can argue both ways. You can say that it's not so.
The guy sitting next to a guy in the tractor, is the same as putting pressing buttons to switch on the kettle?
That's a good one. The really, switching on the button is not in anything older than, you know, 50 years old, the shaila. So. It's all over that Gabov, that's a document, the Shaila from early Achrayim already, is it or is it not? The button is the old Shaila by Sittis, by all these things, is it Kudishma, pressing the button, is it not? Chaznish writes in Sittis that Taka is Kudishma, he writes by Matas, still he should be Machme, say the night, and not rely on this Kula, because he wasn't really happy with it, but Lamez Mekadin, he holds it is good, the others holds it is not good at all. Others hold machine is Chomets for other reasons, others hold demur. Hands Chomets for other reasons, everyone's got there. That's the beauty of Yiddish guy. One guy's only having machine, one guy's only having hand. And everyone's happy, they're holding the mitzvah beautiful in their own way. But that, if you're going to have hand, and you want to do this Chumrah, and you only eat Tchina's Yad, Ketzir's Yad is not so possible to get. Tchina's Rechaim Shel Yad, then you could be sure that you're doing a much higher level mitzvah, the whole Pesach, because you've got it on a much, much better level. Okay, so that's the basics about the two different types of matzahs. Did I miss anything out? There are numerous other documented shailas by machine matzahs. One big shaila, I'm not sure how it works now, but I know a couple of years ago, from the beginning till a couple of years ago for sure, I'm not sure if it's changed, they have a problem with Mayim Shalonim. You've got to have the water, when you get the water for matzahs, there's many halachos that get the Mayim Shalonim. It's got to be the night before, 24 hours, it's got to be in a container. And if a container is attached to the ground under a building, then the Shulchan Aruch says it's no good, because it gets the heat. Cheshbon now works. Many of these machine mats. It's going through a tremendous amount of water the whole time. So they've got a big sofik here, the Bichlal Maim Shalanu. They used to rely, I'm sure it's gone a lot better now, but it's glad to find out, because it used to be they relied on certain Ethereum, and it wasn't always so posh to have Maim Shalanu. So for say the night, at least if a person wants to see a machine, you should check up that he's got at least a machine that makes the Maim Shalanu, because Lechatchila, for sure you can't use matzahs if it hasn't had a proper Maim Shalanu in the matzahs. The other shal is negated to machine. Firstly, the ovens aren't that hot. They're slightly over 300 degrees, which is the heat of a home oven, whereas a proper hand bakery is 700-900 degrees, which is much, much hotter. It bakes much quicker. The riveter has got to bake much in a second. So the shal is how long it's allowed to bake for, but it's a much, much hotter thing. The other shal is as well, because it's on a conveyor belt, and if it's the same conveyor belt as the one that goes into the oven, then it's metal, the heat passes along, the whole conveyor belt gets hot, the matzahs get up, pull it to the oven, start rising. So they make two conveyor belts. But then when it jumps from one conveyor belt to the other one, sometimes there's a delay of a few seconds. Any delay by matzahs, or don't want any delay at all. So those are some of the shalas negated to machine matzahs. Finally, the shal of Gebrox, which is the old machlokes, how to work with Gebrox, what's the chashash? Chashash is there is flour on the matzahs which didn't fully bake. Flour is only prevent the fermentation process by killing the yeast within the flour, by putting it to a very high heat and burning out any enzymes that can ferment. There is a chashash that some flour got in there, that flour didn't touch the water properly, and it didn't. The enzymes weren't killed, and therefore once it hits water, you dip it in your soup, it gets wet, and you're going to have a problem with the Gebrox and Pesach. The arm and hog in both ways, the Wigdom to Omekel, Gedolim to Omechmeh. The Briskrov was famously Mekel, but he only took the most burnt matzahs he had. You imagine what his regular matzahs were like. He took his burnt matzahs, and those which he knew were so well done, there was no chashash chomus on them, those are the ones he used, the chaznesh adiv ma'alach. He did chalita, which is he boiled up the water very, very hot. When he made knedlich, the water was so hot. Make out then if you took flour and put in boiling water, there's no problem with chomets. That's what you don't do, so you're not bekim. The Chazish took his mats, which were already baked, and did chalita to them, and that's why he relied on having Gebrox and Pesach. But straight up, he didn't want to. So that's it. Sorry? So they say that the work Gedol Chosefa and others, which dak Gebrox, that was only to show people there's mutter. There's no in the brok. They wanted to show people don't get carried away, calm down, it's fine the brok. So they dak Gebrox and showed people that you're allowed to. But Levisa, the Shah is a long Shah, true about it, he says, everyone does what they do, don't come out, everyone's trying to do the best. He says, if you don't brok, you compromise on Simchas Yontov. So what do you do? Compromise on Simchas Yontov or compromise on Chashash Chometz? He says, both have their mind and chasrinus, and therefore, don't come out of it, okay.